All right, everyone, class dismissed. Don't forget to go over chapters 17 and 18 before next week. Have a good weekend. It's always the same on Friday. The room empty in seconds. They can't get out of here fast enough. Off to a weekend of being young and carefree. Well, I can't blame them. If they knew how wonderful it really is, they'd probably be out here even quicker. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. I was thinking out loud for a bit. After an entire day of teaching, it's almost a reflex. I enjoy the silence after class sometimes. On a Friday evening, the building is practically deserted as soon as the last class finishes. This brings me to my next question. What are you still doing here? I'm sure you have plenty of fun to have, and so little time to have it. Don't you know these are your wild years? But of course, that's what I'm here for. Although I can't imagine a question so urgent that you would skip precious free time to ask me. What? Oh no! Hey, it's all right, really. I promise. Whatever it is, I can help you through it. It's okay. It's perfectly okay to cry. Really. Here. Have this tissue. And if you want, you can lean on me. Oh no, don't worry. This is just a regular blouse. It's okay. Go ahead and let it all out. Okay. Do you think you're ready to talk about it? What has you so upset? Whatever it is, I'm sure we can find a way to help it. It's okay, take your time. Here, take this tissue. There we go. Now take a few seconds to catch your breath. We don't have to rush. Oh no, that's very sweet of you, but you're not keeping me. My evening is pretty free, so it's okay. All right, are you ready to tell me what's wrong? Your grades. What could be wrong with your grades? You've always paid attention in my class, and your work is always decent. It's usually even very good. Oh, I see. I'm sorry, you do so well in my classes, I assumed you did well in others too. How come your grades are slipping? Oh, I know. It's a lot, isn't it? It's been a very rough year. But you've always been such a good boy. You heard me. You've always been a very good boy in my class. I'm sure we can find whatever is at the root of this. We'll get you back up to speed in no time. Wait here, I'll be right back. Let me check my desk. I'm just making sure we won't be disturbed. I wouldn't want anyone to see you crying. Don't worry, you can unlock it just like this. You're not locked in. Let me grab some more tissues. Oh, I know you're not really crying anymore. It's okay. Come here. Lean into me. I'm going to put my arm around you. Is that okay? There's a good boy. Just relax for me. Just take nice, deep breaths in. Then hold them for a few seconds. And then breathe out slowly. There you go. In. Hold. And out. How's that feel? You work so hard, And it hasn't been easy, has it? I know. Anyone would feel tired and overwhelmed. And a lot of people do. There's nothing to be ashamed of. We all have our limits. I'm going to help you, all right? I'm going to take care of you, just like you deserve. You've been so good for me. Oh, one of the buttons must have popped open. Does it make you uncomfortable? Well, I would hope not. Oh, it's all right. It's hard not to notice them, isn't it? It's okay, you can look. It's just us. I won't chide you. But try to focus on relaxing, all right? That's what matters most right now. It's okay. Just relax for me. I'm going to take good care of you so you'll feel better and can work for all of your classes again. Such a good boy. Now, I know that you call me by my last name in class, but when we're alone like this, I'd like you to call me Miss. Is that clear? Very good. So how come your grades have been slipping? You've always worked hard. Have you lost interest? Are hobbies taking too much time? Hobbies are important, but when they start taking too much of a toll, it can be helpful to put up some boundaries. Time for yourself is equally important. Batteries need to recharge. What do you mean? You just stopped them? Well, sometimes you lose interest in something for a bit, but to stop it, that's a little drastic. Especially if it's something you've always loved. All of them? Was there a specific reason? Right, of course. After a while, it becomes too much. Darling, losing interest in your hobbies is a sign of depression. Have you been sleeping and eating well? Oh no, that won't do. At least tell me you've been drinking water. You need to keep yourself hydrated. I know it can be hard to find the energy when you feel deflated, but really, you deserve to feel good. And part of that is taking care of yourself. No one expects you to be an influencer with a perfect lifestyle. It's just making sure you eat something, that you're sleeping regular hours, and that you get enough water. It'll make sure that even on bad days, you'll still feel good physically. Oh, I know, I know. Even that isn't always easy. I'm not upset. I'm just concerned. It sounds like you've been struggling with depression. Has anyone talked to you about this? Offered to help you? Oh, I keep forgetting some people still believe that. Well, let me tell you. Mental health is certainly not for the weak. It's an important part of your well-being. And well, as a teacher, I want to make sure you're feeling well. Your well-being is my first priority. Do you have someone you can talk to? Someone you can confide in? I see. Well, not all relationships are meant to last. I'm sorry this one ended while you were already struggling. Don't worry, though. I'm here for you, and I'll help with whatever it is you need to get back on your feet. Is there anything I can do to help you de-stress? Oh, I know. I'm sure you do miss her. A partner is a big part of de-stressing. but I'm sure we can find something. What did you usually do together to relax? I see, yes. That's a very healthy way of coping with stress, though it's a little harder to do when you're single. Don't worry, though. I'm here for you. There we go. Wasn't that nice? A kiss on the forehead feels so caring, doesn't it? Well, maybe we can't go quite that far, but I'm sure we can find a way to help you feel better. To relax. Come here. Lean on me for a bit longer. You can even put your arms around me. Oh, thank you. I try to make sure I look and smell nice when I come to class. No one wants a teacher that smells funny. Oh, you really like it, huh? It's okay. You can lean into me. It's okay. You've just had a good cry. Come here. Let me hold you close for a bit. You've always worked hard. You've been such a good boy. Let me take care of you. Why don't you rest your head on my chest and listen to my breathing? Yeah, that's it. Listen to my breath and relax. Don't worry about anything else. I'll help you get back on track, don't you worry. Can you hear my heartbeat? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is a little faster than usual. I do have a cutie pressed up against me after all. Oh, it's okay. No need to apologize. We're so close together, it's almost impossible not to have your hand on my thigh. No need to move it. Here. I'll put my hand on your thigh. See? Doesn't that just feel nice? You can squeeze mine if you'd like. Get a good feel. Oh, you like my thighs? Why, thank you. Yours are nice too. Although, it seems I can feel something else here as well. Oh. No need to be shy. Is my warmth and my scent turning you on that much? That's okay. I'm enjoying having you pressed up against me like this as well. If you'd like me to stop, all you have to do is ask me. I'll pull back my hand and we'll just keep talking like we were before. I won't be upset. There will be no repercussions. But if you like how it feels when I slowly move my hand up and down your thigh and along your cock, then you can just enjoy it. Would you like me to keep going? Good boy. That's what I thought. Let me help you relieve some of that stress. Your breathing has gotten so much faster. You really like me rubbing you, don't you? Oh, that's good. Can you hear my heartbeat? It's speeding up, isn't it? That's because I really enjoy making you feel good. Good boys like you deserve to feel good. To relax. Oh, and those little moans. How could I not love it? How about you take off your jeans so I can put my hand around your shaft and really help you relax. Oh, yes. Who? Yes, Miss. That's right. Such a good boy. Now go ahead and move up. There we go. Oh, look at that. You enjoyed me rubbing your bulge very much, didn't you? I'm pretty sure that if I pull these down, you'll be, there we go, standing up for me. Now come here. Rest your head on my chest and relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Nice and slow. While I slowly stroke your cock. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Oh, I know, my little boy. Oh, don't be afraid to let out a moan. It's okay to feel pleasure. Especially when the teacher you've been staring at all year is stroking your cock. Of course I noticed, but it's all right. You never stared too hard or anything. Just a lingering look here and there. But that's all right. I enjoyed you looking at me like that. A lot of need with a little bit of awe mixed in. Made me feel powerful. And here you are, resting on my chest, moaning as I stroke you. Feels like you're fit to burst. And those little moans. I can feel you throbbing. You're getting close, aren't you? It's all right. In a little bit, I'll tell you to come. And you will come for me. You'll thank me like the good boy you are. We'll both catch our breaths. And then we'll talk about the next time. Of course, there will be a next time. I want my good boy to do well. And as delightful as it is to feel you throb, I intend to have you make me come as well. What could make you feel more confident than making a gorgeous woman come? You'll be my good little boy. I'll make sure you make it through the year. You'll keep working hard, and I'll make sure you take care of yourself. Oh, feel that throbbing. My good boy. You like that, don't you? A gorgeous mommy to help you feel better. Oh, it's all right, my little boy. I felt that twitch when I said mommy. Go ahead. It's time for you to come for me. Come for mommy. All over my hand. Oh, there you go. Look at that. That was quite the load you had saved up, wasn't it? Oh my. Can you hand me one of those tissues, please? Thank you, darling. It's okay. You don't have to go right away. You can wait here with me a little longer. That must have been intense. Was that the first time someone had taken charge over you? Oh, I bet it felt very good to not have to think for a bit, didn't it? It's all right. Come here. And such soft lips. There we go, all cleaned up. Now hand me your phone. There we go. You have my number. You'll text me when you get home. And tomorrow, we'll talk about your daily routine, understood? Good boy. Off you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, darling.